Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. On Friday, we celebrated the 1,000th episode of God Is, and I'm happy to have you back for today's episode number 1001. We're coming down the final stretch of our summertime series, God Is Our Confidence. We are following the disciples and apostles, John and Peter, finding out how they relied on Jesus Christ to be confident men. And last Thursday, we zeroed in on Peter. I remind you that we are in John chapter 21. If you missed last week's broadcast, be sure and get caught up on the God Is podcast. And you can get that easily from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. As I said, we are in John chapter 21 and verses 15 through 17, and we are seeking to understand the dialogue between Jesus Christ and his disciple Peter on the beach just after breakfast. Jesus has appeared to the disciples in his post-resurrection body, and Jesus addresses Peter in order to restore Peter's confidence. And so in our ongoing series on how to be confident, receiving our confidence from Christ, it's essential that we properly interpret this conversation. It is often misinterpreted, so my job is to make sure we get this right. As I said last week, the proper interpretation hinges on the word love. Jesus uses one Greek word for love, but Peter uses another. Let me reread John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17 now, and then we'll proceed. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs." Jesus said to Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my sheep." Now, that can get a little complex, especially if you're driving and do not have the Bible open in front of you. I won't repeat every detail of what was said last time about verse 15. Again, you can get that on the podcast, but I will remind you that in verse 15, Jesus uses the word agapao for love, and that means total commitment. Total commitment. Whereas Peter uses the word phileo for love, and that does not mean total commitment. That kind of love is an affectionate friendship. This is not the love of total commitment, rather this is the love of an intimate friendship, affectionate friendship, cherished friendship, or kinship. So there is quite the difference. But let's drop down to the two other instances where Jesus questions Peter using the word love. Are the same words for love used? I'll start with verse 16. Let me read that again. Jesus said to Peter again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to Peter, "Shepherd my sheep." And sure enough, the word Jesus uses for love, agapao, is used again. So Jesus asks total commitment. The word Peter uses for love in his response is again phileo. Peter says he loves Jesus, and not with the love of total commitment. Peter remains ashamed of his sin and therefore lacking in confidence. Peter is still reluctant to confidently respond to the Lord because Peter doubts himself. He lacks confidence because of the sin in his life. And so what does Jesus do? He asks Peter about love a third time. Listen to verse 17. This is now John chapter 21 and verse 17. Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Now let's ask again, what are the Greek words for love used in this verse? You might assume Jesus again uses agapao, and Peter uses phileo, right? Well, you're only partly right. Jesus changes the word for love and uses a form of Peter's word. Jesus asks Peter, "Do you have affection for me? Do you have a cherished friendship with me?" Jesus uses the word phileo, and this is precisely why Peter is grieved. Let me remind you what verse 17 of John 21 says. Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved. Peter very much understands the nuance of the language. What Jesus has done is to question even this lower commitment of love. By using phileo, here Jesus questions whether or not even this kind of love is the love Peter has for Jesus. Wow. And no wonder the text says Peter was grieved. Wouldn't you be, dear Christian, if Christ asked this of you? I know I would. So where does this leave Peter? While the response of Jesus seems so demanding that Jesus may have crushed Peter beyond repair, I do not believe that's the case. Believe it or not, what Jesus is doing here is restoring confidence to Peter. In fact, Jesus is telling Peter what he expects Peter to be, a fully devoted follower of Christ, who out of his supreme loyalty to Jesus will lead the apostles in establishing the church and then will faithfully teach the word of God to the people of God, the people who will come to also be disciples of the Lord Jesus. And that, of course, is precisely what Peter did, and we will come to some of that soon. Now, how do I know this? How do I know that rather than crushing Peter, Jesus was actually restoring Peter's confidence? There are a couple of reasons I know this. First, I know this based on the response of Jesus. "Tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep, tend my sheep." And second, I know Jesus was restoring Peter's confidence based on the prophecy of Peter's martyrdom that Jesus gives in John chapter 21, verses 18 through 19, that follow the text we've been studying today. And I'm going to save that discussion for later this week. But as we finish today, I again want to draw some application of this encounter between Jesus and Peter for you. And as always, what I say to you applies to me also. I have 2 points for you to think about. Here's how the text applies. First, Jesus wants agapao, total commitment from all of us, his followers. Jesus commands supreme devotion and lifelong loyalty from his disciples. It was not only Peter who needed this lesson. We all do. Again, this is why the words in the original language of the Bible really, really matter a lot. Once we understand agapao, and we know this is the kind of love Jesus seeks, then we know what is expected of us as Christians. Jesus demands our total commitment. Do you understand this? Jesus is not impressed with a kind of half-hearted pledge. He's not trying to get you to say one time, somewhere in the past, "I follow Jesus." Jesus does not find it acceptable to believe in him when it's convenient, easy, costs you little or nothing. The Lord is not interested in you showing up for church on Sundays, but living how you please the rest of the week. No, Jesus wants you and I to have an 100% commitment to him, to serve him as Lord, Master, and King, day in and day out devotion, total commitment from all of us. Second, When we sin and deny him and fail him and lose our confidence, Jesus is ready to forgive us and to restore our confidence. He demands akapao, but when we give him phileo, still Jesus will forgive us when we confess our sins to him. So many Christians are only offering Jesus phileo, an affectionate friendship. And we wonder why we have no confidence. We've lost our confidence as Christians because Jesus demands more than we are willing to give him. For example, he cannot instill confidence in us because we do not spend any time with him. We are not paying enough attention to Jesus. He demands more. And so it's time for us to repent of our sin and to come before Christ and express our sorrow for treating him in a way that is too casual and reflects less, far less, than a total commitment. My friends, consider Peter. I invite you to tell Jesus about your sin and receive his forgiveness today. Let him restore your confidence. Confidence is reliance on Christ. Receive from him today. You might find it helpful to have someone to talk to about how you can practically increase your commitment to Christ. Should that be the case, I am standing by ready to talk with you. I've struggled with how to truly make Jesus the center of my life. All the time I wrestle with temptation to spend time on things that do not deepen my relationship with the Lord. I would be happy to pass along some of what I have learned along the way in discipleship if you reach out to me. If you would find this helpful, the email is mark@godisministry.org, mark@godisministry.org. Do feel free to write anytime and then come on back tomorrow as we continue to discover that God is our confidence. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.